My name is Daniel Bridgman, and today I'll be interviewing FHN student Azariah Anderson on his works of poetry and his beat production. When did you start writing poetry?
I started writing poetry in sixth grade. My mother was an educator, so she's always encouraged me to write. And my poetry transformed kind of like in high school because my poetry started as journals. I was always journaling my feelings and my thoughts. And then later on, you know, you start reading more, and I just saw connections to just symbols in my life and places and people, and it just turned into poetry. It was never like, oh, I'm going to write poetry. It just turned into it. So sixth grade.
Nice. And what would you say is the source of inspiration for your poetry?
So for my poetry, it comes from a variety of things. Number one, I feel just reading like books. Like, I can read a book. Most recently I just been reading about Taoism, and like most of my poetry is centered now around Taoism and balance and these different symbols in life. Even seeing things in nature, a lot of my stuff is influenced from nature and just the natural order of things. That's what my poetry is centered around.
Yeah, that's dope, dude.
Appreciate that.
That's dope. I dig that. That's cool. You have a poetry like collection, like a book thing coming out, right?
Come out January 6th. But like, I had issues with my website. So it really wasn't available to the public until recently. So
yeah, I can totally link that on this.
Bet. Perfect.
And what is the title of that again?
It's called Azariah, A-Z-R-H, A Book of Zen, Resilience, and Hope. So it kind of entails basically the details of my life. But then it's just politics, to just anything that I've seen, experienced. It's kind of a big jumble of things in poetry over the years. It was really hard to make because I had so much poetry to choose from. So like eliminating like some of my work and art, it was really, really hard. But got it done, and I'm ready for the public to see it.
It's a beautiful title. I can't wait to read it. I didn't think it came out yet, so I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
Do you have any poetry you'd like to share right now?
I can share a couple poems. This poem is titled Daddy. Father passed weeks before. His vacation seemed awfully long, waiting for that bald-headed, branded muscle breakfast cooking, wet kissing, huge smiling daddy to come home. Methodist was playing a prank on me. That wasn't him in the bed. Wake up, daddy, wake up, open your eyes. 6'2", 300 pounds, can't die. Mama's tears ate at the plight. Blew to my back, I cried ample silence at night. Tears couldn't surface. My disbelief held the water. This Morgan-like good judgment demonized my silent pain. Problem-solving sheet black, burners I couldn't explain. One day I saw my daddy in the clouds of recess. The glow of white whispered, part of my journey. A distant cry I tried to repress. Hold on. I'm going to give you another one. Hold on. I want to give you something that people could relate to, or just in general.
You know, that poem, that was beautiful.
The joy of my father, no mama. Baby. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember we were in AP Lang talking about our dads, and we like got up and hugged, almost cried. That was crazy.
Yeah, bro. And I think that's the biggest thing with my poetry. It all starts from identity. Even at six years old, to grow and see my poetry grow, it all started as just journals and identity. And that identity is what builds community. And that's what really pushes me, even in my music and my poems, that's what really pushes me to continue and keep going, because the connections that you can make based off of your art, you know. Oh, perfect, got you. This poem was inspired by the Breonna Taylor incident, and just the overall reaction by our president. It's titled Breonna Taylor. Say her name, say her name, say her name, say her name, say her name. Let these chants become the guides of your shadows. Let these words be catchy choruses when you sleep. Let every syllable be needles of opposing perspective. Let the cadence choke you into morality. Our voice holds power. Is that why you choose to remain silent? Are you scared to surrender and right your wrongs? Hell has a long list. God will have the last word, Trump.
Powerful.
I got so much, bro. I really want to give you a long work, but part of me also, like, I want people to read my ebook, so I don't want to give them everything.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. I will definitely link that, and then they can check it out. I'll check it out after this. Just send me the link.
Bet, bro.
All right, and then now we're going to move on to your music.
Okay.
When did you start producing beats?
I started producing beats. So I started on FL Studio my freshman year. I was kind of playing around with it, and I just got back into it my senior year. So I've been doing it for about 3 months now.
Yeah, I noticed that. Like, it was, I hadn't seen you like post your music that much, but then like just recently I noticed you were like, you're getting in on it, man.
Yes. Yeah. And part of me not posting it, like, you know, it's crazy. Music is healing, bro. Music is really, really healing, and it's therapeutic. So like, me making beats started as just expression and all of the feelings that were going on and the things that were going on that took place these past 3 months. I just put it into music, and that's what really has carried me to this point.
Yeah, one thing I noticed is you find like really beautiful, obscure samples.
Yes.
Yeah. How do you be finding those samples?
I'm in this like weird, like, not really weird, because it's really, really, it's super, super cool. I'm in this like Discord with a lot of vinyl collectors and producers, and we kind of just throw in stuff that we hear every now and then. But more than that, I use YouTube as my main source for, because YouTube has everything. And then once you find a channel that posts, you know, older music or obscure samples, you kind of just view their channels and you can see all of the featured channels. So I just look on YouTube and find a whole bunch of things, man. That's it.
Do you have a favorite sample you've used?
Ooh, that is that's a tricky one. My favorite sample would have to probably be I'm looking at this list right now too. I have so much beautiful music that people probably have never heard about. The 3 Degrees by Truth. It's an old group, but it's 8 minutes long. It's very long, but there's different stages within it, and then there's beauty in chaos. And I think that sums up life in general. There's beauty and chaos. Like during the beat, it starts very, very smooth and it builds. And then there's short breaks and pauses and silences. And that kind of represents our life even within 2020 and 21. This building of beauty and everything. And we paused and then we picked back up and we kept going.
Yeah, I love music like that. But it's like really long and it has stages.
Yes.
What's your favorite beat of all time, like from an artist besides yourself?
An artist besides myself. My favorite beat of all time would have to be Duckworth. The production matches the artist beautifully, and I think good beats tell a story in itself without even having words. So Duckworth by Ninth Wonder.
Oh yeah, man.
Sorry.
I'd say my... Yeah, that's a hard question, though. Like, I have...
It's crazy.
So many favorite beats. I mean, I guess if I had to choose one, I'd probably be, like, Soulless by Earl Sweatshirt, because it's, like...
Ooh! Yes, bro.
Yeah. That song is just, like... It's crazy, though, because... I don't know. It's so beautiful. Can't put into words.
Even in Earl Sweatshirt, I'm glad you mentioned that your favorite beat is Soulless, because even... seeing Earl Sweatshirt, who is an artist, I feel like most artists become producers because you have your own story to tell. And within Soulless, it's very minimal. It's not busy. It's not super hyper with drums. It's just simple. And a lot of times that matches the artist perfectly, and that matches Earl beautiful, because it's just, his story is just phenomenal. It's crazy. That beat is phenomenal, bro.
Super good. Now this one might be a little bit of a hard question to gauge, but do you have like an estimate about how many beats you've made?
I just counted. 109. And I have like, I posted like 25 on my YouTube. I need to get more active on my YouTube, but anybody can feel free to check that out. It's Azariah Production, AZRH Productions on YouTube. You can check some of the beats that I've made.
That's crazy. That's a lot of music.
It is a lot of music. And I was listening to it. That's the fun part about music, because you can look back and just see your progression, and you can see like I'm a different producer than I was 5 months ago. When I first started making beats my freshman year, I probably had like, my beats were very, very simple, and it had like three things. And now I have layers, and I have things that tell a story and paint a picture. And it's just, it's completely different now. That's pretty much it.
Do you ever plan on releasing like a beat tape, or even maybe like rapping over your beats, making like full songs?
Oh yes, definitely. At this point, in my producing, I've been adding like acapellas, and I really want to go into releasing beat tapes soon. I'm my biggest critic, so I won't release it until it's something that I can listen to for years, and something that just won't get tired. I won't get tired of. So that'll be coming out soon. Hopefully, summertime. That's when I really can focus on my music and focus on my poetry and production. My creativity never slows, but it's like I rack up ideas over the time. And when I have time to actually do it, that's when it gets knocked out. So probably the summer is when you're going to see a whole bunch of beat tapes drop at one time.
Nice. And are you going to go under, you're going to do Azariah? Is this your artist name? Is it the AZRH?
I think I'm going to keep with Azariah, just because of the significance and the meaning of my name. You know, the meaning of my name is helped by God. And I think that kind of my music, like I said, it's almost spiritual. I started playing keyboard in church, so it kind of matches perfectly, because those same frequencies, it's different frequencies, but it all plays a role into who I am today. So I'm definitely going to go by Azariah in the future.
It's a beautiful name. Like, it just, this holds so much weight. It's so unique.
Thank you.
And then, you kind of already answered this, but what do you see in the future for your producing career?
For my production, the biggest thing is, it's not a goal or a place or anything like that. I've sold a lot of my beats, and I find satisfaction not in selling or making money off of my beats, but just listening to them and reflecting on the time periods of my life. And overall, for the future of my beats and music, I'll probably have a lot of beat tapes coming soon. And just things that people can connect to.
Well, here's to the future. I'm very excited to hear more of your work. Make sure to follow Azariah on all platforms. Check out his poetry, his music. I'll have all that stuff linked. You can plug your Instagram right now if you want.
It's Azariah Anderson, AZRH. Oh, wow, I didn't spell my name right. Azariah Anderson, two N's at the end. So that's my Instagram. Oh God. Yeah.
All right. Nice. Well, and I'd like to implore the audience to make sure to listen to more of the podcast over on fhntoday.com. And thank you once again for listening.